Hello, welcome to the Disconnected Podcast. I am Angel, and with my lovely and co-host. My lovely sister and co-host, Jesse.
Yes. Hello.
Hello. So, yeah, welcome to the, what is this, the third episode?
I think so. If I can count correctly, there have only been two episodes before this. So yes. This is number a tres.
This episode was supposed to air last week.
Yeah, but
things
happen.
Yeah, shit happens.
Yeah.
we got COVID.
Very, very bad.
Well, yeah, not could have been worse.
It could have been worse, but yeah. It's still not great to get it.
Yeah, and I was actually, I was the one that started with the symptoms.
Yes, you did. So if we're going to point fingers here. I don't know where they're pointing, but they're kind of pointing to you.
I was not feeling good, and it was the 31st. It was
New Year's.
It was New Year's Eve, and I'm okay, and I was dying on the couch.
You're like, I can make it through. You left early, too.
I did. Yeah, because I wasn't feeling good.
And yeah.
So, I started with the symptoms on the 31st, which was a Friday. And then on Sunday of that week, I went to get tested. And, da-da-da.
You passed.
I passed.
Unfortunately, I passed. Is it the first test you ever passed in your life?
Yes. That's the only test I didn't want to pass.
And you did.
And I did. But I mean, it could have been worse.
Could have been a lot worse. Yeah. Yes.
I've had just mild symptoms. It wasn't bad. It was just I couldn't feel my body.
I just couldn't feel my body. That's.
But it could have been worse.
That's not good.
I know. So how did you feel?
I was fine for like the first 2 days, and then the third day I was dead on the couch, and I couldn't move my body. And then I was fine after that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It was just like the worst part was getting like a really sore throat.
The worst part was not going out to the world and do things.
Yeah, because we had plans that weekend and then we had to cancel those plans.
Yeah, we were supposed to go to Big Bear and have a great time.
Yeah, and spend time as a family and celebrate that I graduated college.
And my birthday.
And your birthday. And we didn't do any of those things.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry if you guys are listening to my cat.
There's a screaming cat in the background.
Yeah, she's desperate for attention. Sorry.
She's desperate for attention. I mean, every cat in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it was the first episode that I told you that she just keeps meowing all the time.
She keeps screaming at me and I don't want to shove her.
Yes, just shove her.
Kitty cat. Kitty cat, go away.
Her name's Satuski. It's not kitty cat.
There you go.
Yeah. I know. I told you last two episodes that she meows all day. She doesn't stop. And it's just frustrating.
Yeah, I can tell because she's meowing right at my feet.
She's like, I need attention, please.
Give me attention now. But I don't want you to touch me.
Yeah. Yeah, just 6 feet.
Please.
Yeah. So what's today's episode going to be about?
Today, warning, if you... Sure. Sure, that can be the sound.
Or we can add that on.
No, I'm just going to leave that.
Okay.
Today, we're going to be talking about the Japanese... Hold on. Aokigahara Forest.
I googled it last night. It's actually pronounced...
Aokigahara.
I'm sorry.
Aokigahara. I am so sorry. I didn't look up the pronunciation.
Yeah, you never do your homework.
I do. It's just usually in Japanese you pronounce things as they are, like Spanish.
Put your mic a little bit like higher.
I like doing this though.
There you go.
Oh,
it sounds better.
What if I breathe? No, I'm kidding. No, I'm gonna breathe into the mic.
Don't eat it.
I'm gonna eat the mic.
Okay. That you sound way better, dude.
Was I too high?
Yes, you were
too
high.
I'm so sorry. I'm still learning.
Oh, wow. There you go.
I'm still learning how to use mics.
Oh, yeah.
Because we got a new setup.
We did.
Because the last setups were not great. One was a car.
Yeah, we're still learning. So, oh, man, that sounds so much better.
I'm sorry.
Ah, yeah, you should be.
So, anyway.
Anywho.
trigger warning, we're going to be talking a lot about death and suicide. So if you don't want to listen to those things, you should go listen to a happier episode, like the past two that we have that are not as sad.
I mean, I like the like the mystery and the paranormal and all of that haunted thingies.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't like this, then just leave. We don't want you here. Oh. If you like to listen to
that's so to, harsh.
To mystery and all of those creepy things that happen in the world.
Yes.
Then you are more than welcome to stay with us.
Yes. And you'll get two perspectives, because I don't think it's haunted. I really don't believe in a lot of those things. Like, yeah, they're...
Do you believe in ghosts?
I don't know.
Do you believe in magic?
Do you believe in magic? Please don't sing. That was so bad.
I know. I'm
sorry. That was off tune.
So, yeah, you want to start?
Sure.
The Okigahara Forest.
Okigahara Forest.
Japan's top suicidal destination.
Yes. Not the world, though, surprisingly, but I will tell you about that later.
I will.
So, translates into the Sea of Trees, or Sea of Trees. Mm-hmm. So that's what it translates to, because it's so dense and so large that when you look at it from the top, it just looks literally like a sea of trees. And it's somewhere in the northwest area of Mount Fuji, which is a really popular, really famous mountain in Japan.
Is that a volcano?
It is a volcano, yes.
Is it active?
I didn't look that up. Oh. I didn't look up Mount Fuji. I looked up the Okigahara Forest, all right?
And its surroundings.
And its surroundings, which I just know Mount Fuji is somewhere around that. In the northwest.
Okay.
Okay. So, sorry, my notes are down here and my mic is in front of my notes, so I have to lift up my phone to look at my notes. So, it's 7,400 acres.
Wow.
That is a lot of acres.
That's a lot of acres.
People get lost. They don't get lost because of ghosts. They get lost because it's freaking huge.
And it's haunted.
Maybe. Who knows? It's filled with all types of flora and fauna, so like a bunch of trees and a bunch of different animals as well.
Mm-hmm. Very lushy.
Yeah, it's very green. It's just big. It's dauntingly big because it's just.
That's what she said.
Hey.
I'm sorry. Let's get serious with this.
Okay. Yes. Well, I mean, I'm just giving you a little bit of history. We haven't gotten to the serious part.
I know.
So
okay.
The forest floor is primarily volcanic rock, mm-hmm. Because of Mount Fuji. And it's very, like, you can't really dig through volcanic rock. It's impossible to. So that's why there hasn't been any digging in the forest. Mm-hmm. So it's considered sort of like the sacred forest to many Japanese people because it's so close to Mount Fuji. And Mount Fuji is, like, a very big thing in Japanese culture.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually the second most common place where people go to commit suicide in the world. Mm. The first one being here in the United States, the Golden Gate Bridge
in San Francisco,
which is very close to us. And I've been on that bridge and I didn't know that.
I've never been to the Golden Bridge. Is it really that high?
It is. But yeah. You.
They would just jump to the water and they would just, what?
Some people have survived. I know that.
Yeah. With very painful.
Yes. Because you're going really fast.
You pretty much are just landing like pretty much on concrete.
Yes. Because you're going so fast.
Yeah.
If you were to like splash in water from like 2 feet, you're fine. If you're splashing from hundreds of feet on the air, you're getting a lot of velocity. Your body's not going to survive that unless you know how to dive.
And if you survive, you're going to be like in a wheelchair.
It's going to be painful. It's not going to be fun.
Yes. No, I don't think so.
No, that's not fun.
I'm going to jump. It's going to be fun.
No. No, it's not fun.
I know.
Please don't. Please do not. Please just dive in a pool. Not into the Bay Area of San Francisco. But it is also historically known as a place where monks used to go and starve themselves.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that's what I think where it started, like the whole history of people going into the forest to commit suicide was that monks and like samurais would go there and starve themselves. It was part of like...
So that goes way back.
It goes way back to samurai time.
Wow. Do you know the year or something?
I didn't find the year. It was just whenever samurais were around, it was during those times.
That was a long time ago.
It's a long time ago.
Like to 2010?
I'm not a history major. I don't know. I don't look up dates. I just think, oh, that was interesting. I'll copy paste that into my notes.
That's what I did.
Yeah. I'm like, this whole paragraph is interesting. Copy, paste.
And then just change two words from the paragraph. Oh, that's mine now.
Yeah, or I sort of just read it right now and then just say something else that's sort of similar.
Yeah, that's okay.
But yeah, that's sort of what the whole like lore of it being haunted started. But it actually became sort of immortalized in the 1960s when a novel called Tower of Waves by... I didn't look up how to pronounce his first name, but his last name is Matsumoto.
Matsumoto.
Yes. He wrote a novel, Tower of Waves, where at the end of the novel, a young pair of lovers goes to commit suicide. And it was very romanticized, which is... You should never romanticize that, but, you know...
Yeah.
Still did that.
Okay.
And that's sort of where it started to become more popular for people to go there and be like, oh, this is a great place to commit suicide.
Yeah. I read that in Japanese culture back then, suicide would be like show, and like they would show honor if they commit suicide. That's what I read.
That is part of... Yes, it was because of the samurais. I did read that as well. It was such a honorable thing to do.
Yeah.
And so people would romanticize it.
Yeah.
Which
is not true.
Which you should not do.
Yeah, you should get help.
It's not just like it's a whole Japanese culture thing. It was just a very specific part of very specific people.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want to generalize the whole Japanese culture to honoring that, because they don't. They really don't.
No. Different times.
Different times. It really was different times. And there have been so many other film adaptations. The Forest with Natalie Dormer and Elliot Page. I saw that movie.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't know it was in that forest until I looked it up right now.
It's a good movie?
No.
No?
It's really not.
What is it about?
It's about this Natalie Dormer.
Okay.
Her sister goes into this forest, Japanese forest.
Okigahara.
Yes, sure, we can say that. And her sister goes into this forest, and then she has, if I remember correctly, she starts having like these weird dreams that her sister needs her help or something like that. I didn't really pay attention. It was a bad movie. But I think this is what it's about.
Okay.
And so she goes and looks for her sister, and then she gets lost in the forest, and a bunch of haunted things happen, you know.
Right. Okay. All right.
Also, another movie, The Sea of Trees with Matthew McConaughey. I didn't see that movie, but I'm still probably not going to see it.
No, it's probably about the same thing.
Yeah.
Haunted forests.
They all have the same like trope of it being haunted. There's being
same concept,
demons and ghosts and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And the most recent thing, which I did witness, and I did see the video because it was all over YouTube. Do you have that as well?
Yeah, I do have that. I was gonna say that.
Yeah, the Logan Paul thing. Yeah,
a YouTuber.
YouTuber.
Yeah, he's apparently a boxer now.
Yes, he is, and he has a podcast too. So shout out to Logan Paul for being such a trash human being and making that public thing. He's trying, but...
Yeah, the video showed Paul and his friends at the Okihara Forest, right?
Yes.
At the base of Mount Fuji. They were filming. It's called The Haunted Forest. So they come across a man's body and they look shocked. Supposedly they look shocked. But then another video was released, like the outtakes of the movie that they were filming.
And they were laughing.
And Logan Paul and his crew members were making jokes about it.
Yeah, they were laughing at this. Some people say that it was because they were in shock. And some people, when they're in shock, they react a different way. But also...
But don't film it.
But don't film that body and then post it on the internet when you know your audience is a bunch of kids. Because that's what Logan Paul's audience is a bunch of little kids and teenagers.
Yeah, and he later posted an apology on Twitter saying that he had been misguided by shock and awe, which I don't believe.
No, you don't.
If you see that, if you're in a forest and you see that and you're you start laughing because whatever, you're in shock or in awe. Just don't post it on social media.
Because
you should be smarter than that. Like, oh, okay, this looks bad. I have like millions of people following me, and they're. I mean, come on, you should know them better than this. So, yeah. A production company suing. They sued Logan Paul, claiming the fallout from a 2017 video he posted of a dead body in a Japanese suicide forest, and caused it to lose a multi-million dollar licensing agreement with Google.
Yeah, he was really big on YouTube, and surprisingly, they still released a movie with him, which is just good job, YouTube, for promoting such trash people in your movies.
Yeah, he's stupid.
Yes, and also, if yeah, there's no other word for it. Yeah. You just have to be really idiotic to do those things. And if you look at the videos that he posted while he was in Japan, because he did a whole series, it wasn't just the forest. He was in Japan touring, and he posted other videos, and he was very disrespectful to the Japanese culture. They're very known for being like, respect people, don't be loud, like Americans are loud, but when you obviously go to another country, you're supposed to respect the culture.
Sorry, Japan.
On behalf of America,
we are very sorry.
The two of us are sorry. I don't speak for everyone else, especially not Logan Paul, who made an apology, but it was not even an apology.
Yeah, we have very stupid people here in the United States.
Yes.
But most of us are
not that stupid,
not that dumb.
Not that stupid.
Yeah, we have common sense.
Yes.
And we love you.
And we love you, Japan. Yeah. I want to go to Japan, so, but that's not the point. That's not
I mean, yeah, we're just...
But yes, we're just saying, Logan Paul was... I don't think I was surprised when I saw that, because he was either way really disrespectful when he was in Japan. And also, like, death is very sacred in Japanese culture as well. And he just showed a dead body on camera and posted it on the internet, which was just, like, the cherry on top of the cake of just how terrible he was when he was there.
Yeah. So, do you know if the identity of the deceased man was ever...
I don't think so. And I hope they never released that, because that would have been...
That would have been stupid.
Yes.
Yeah. So, people travel from everywhere in the world to die in this forest.
They do.
A recent government report claims that between 2013 and 2015 alone, more than 100 people who were not from the areas directly surrounding the Okigahara forest committed suicide in the forest. So that's 100 people, and not being from there. So people are just going from
all over the world.
Yeah, and die, and they just go and die. And the forest, it's full of warning signs against suicide. So due to the forest's worldwide reputation as a destination for suicidal events, there are signs that suggest people reconsider, like, just don't do it.
Yeah.
You know,
there's please don't, there was one I remember, please don't throw away the life your parents gave you.
Yeah, like, your life is a precious gift from your parents.
Oh yeah, it was that one.
Think of them and the rest of your family. You do not have to suffer alone.
Yeah. So those are...
Yeah, that's a common sight throughout the forest.
That's very real in the forest.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's very unfortunate that people do that. And what I read is that people don't just go to the forest and hang themselves. They usually... Well, some people take drugs or medications.
Yeah.
And they just take them there.
Yeah.
So,
and some people spend multiple days there, just going back and forth, being like, should I, should I not? And it's just, it's so sad. Yeah. It's just, there's no other way to describe it, just it being really sad.
Yeah. In 2003, 105 bodies were found in the forest, surpassing the previous record of 78 in 2002. In 2010, the police registered more than 200 people who attempted suicide in the forest, of which 54 succeeded. Suicides are to increase during March. That's the end of the fiscal year in Japan. As of 2011, the most common means of suicide in the forest were hanging or drug overdose. In recent years, local officials have stopped publishing the figures in an attempt to diminish Okigahara's association with suicide. So,
yeah, there's a whole campaign that works against people committing suicide there.
Yeah, and people go to die, and there's a lot of dead bodies that, because of the forest being so lushy,
yeah,
some bodies can go years without being discovered or can be lost forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and some estimates say that up to 100 people a year kill themselves there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
that's why I said it was so. The reason why I think so many people find it scary.
Sorry.
It's okay. You just banged your phone against the table. The reason why so many people find it scary, it's because it's so big and you can get so lost so easily if you get off the trail.
Yeah. It's just, do you think it's haunted?
And no, I think people get a weird.
Just imagine how many people die there. Like all that sorrow, all that sadness that stays there, all that dark energy.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yeah, I think the reason why, I mean, if you're aware that something happened somewhere and you go into that place, you're going to feel weird about it. You're going to feel like, oh, this something happened here. Oh, are we still recording?
We are recording.
Okay.
Imagine if we weren't.
Oh, no. You just say all of those terrible things again. I could not.
I know. Yeah. So we are recording.
We are recording.
I was just double checking. Dude. I was like, oh, did I press record?
I saw you lean over the computer and I waited for your face, your reaction on your face, and be like,
yeah, I was going to be like, all right, so we should start now.
Oh, no. Please, no. Please, no.
Take 5.
Take 20, because we had been struggling.
We have been struggling a lot with. We just had very difficult things with the mics and everything.
My very expensive computer apparently cannot record
your
anything.
Your $2,000 computer.
$2,000 computer.
I don't get it.
That can run programs without skipping a beat, can't record a single voice.
Yeah, and my Acer, my $350 Acer.
That's like 4 years old.
Maybe 10.
Maybe 10.
And we're using that right now to record our podcast. And I mean,
it's fine.
And it's fine.
It's working just fine.
Let's just hope it doesn't blow up.
Yeah.
Well,
hope
recording.
It doesn't burn your table because it's so hot.
No,
from
it,
recording.
Yeah.
The bottom part is probably.
I actually put my coffee on top of my laptop so it doesn't get cold.
It's an instant warmer and a computer.
Yeah. 2-in-1.
2-in-1.
Yours doesn't do that, does it?
No, because the fan actually works on my laptop.
Oh, there's a fan?
Yeah, that's why it gets so hot, because at some point your fan just doesn't go.
Oh, okay. Mine doesn't have a fan.
Yeah, it's so quiet.
I just have to, like, once in a while, I have to, like, go like this. Like,
fan it myself.
Just fan it myself. Oh, shit.
you just punch the crap out of it.
She'll be okay.
She'll be okay.
She's a tough one.
She's been through worse.
Yeah, she's been through worse, yeah.
Apparently mine, you breathe on it and it dies. they just don't make things like they used to.
No, they don't. But anyways.
Back to
the haunted forest.
Back to the totally normal forest that is probably not haunted. And people, like I was saying, people, when you know something happened somewhere and you walk into that place, you're going to get a weird energy from it. You're going to get a weird feeling because you know, hell, someone died here. Someone killed someone here. Someone did something terrible here. So,
you know what? I forgot, but there's a name to the, in Japanese, they call a ghost a yuri?
A yurei.
Yurei?
Mm-hmm.
It's ghosts, right?
Yeah. That's actually the next part, which is going into the myths of this forest. So people describe this forest as a place where you can hardly hear the birds, and the reason for this is because the volcanic rock is very porous, so it has a bunch of holes that it just absorbs sound, and also it's so big and so dense with all the trees that sound barely travels.
Wow.
So you can scream and people can be like a few miles away from you and they won't be able to hear you.
So it's always dark.
It's so quiet.
And dark, right?
And dark.
Because, I mean, the sunlight probably doesn't go into the, doesn't enter the forest because of the
probably
the
not trees. not as easily.
Right.
But yeah, that's why it's so quiet there. Like, you can be walking and like, you can barely hear the birds, which is just so terrifying.
I know, yeah.
It's terrifying because those places are usually like, you hear nature. But here you don't hear nature.
Very ominous.
It's very ominous. It's very creepy. Yeah. So that's why some people think it's haunted. Sorry if I hit the mic. You heard that.
You didn't hit the mic.
It also messes with people's compasses. Some people say it's because it's haunted, it's paranormal activity, blah, 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 blah. I don't know science. I'm sorry.
What?
No. If you believe in ghosts and you believe in the paranormal, then I don't know what to tell you. I don't.
I do, man. Come on. You just have to... You have to have an open mind.
I do have an open mind.
Like, if good exists, then...
No, yeah.
Evil, obviously. I mean, I'm not into like, oh, I like evil stuff. No. But but I find it very interesting.
Yeah.
Like, I like all that. Like, on Travel Channel, I always watched like Ghost Adventures and Ghost Hunters.
I used to be like super into ghosts too.
Remember when we were little, we used to watch Ghost Adventures every Friday?
I was like six.
You were six.
And watching Ghost Adventures.
Yeah. You were six. I was like 12. Or 13.
We were kids. We probably shouldn't have been watching that.
I mean, not you, because you were six.
Because I was six.
And hopefully that didn't mess up with your mind.
I don't want to say I don't believe in ghosts, because then I don't want to take like a hard stance of like, oh, they don't exist or whatever. But
you don't believe in ghosts.
I haven't seen anything yet.
Me neither, dude. But I believe there's something out there.
Yeah, but I also believe there's so many people out there creating ghost content that are just doing it for show, and they haven't actually shown any.
I mean, even Ghost Adventures, like...
Oh, yeah. It's all...
It's not... It's reality it's staged. TV. So, I mean, just out of 100%, maybe, like, 60 is real, and then the other 40 is staged, or it's just overreact from things that, oh, did you hear that? And just like a...
A knock. Oh my god, we're getting possessed. No, it was a knock. It was probably something hitting something because of the wind or buildings move on their own.
Yeah.
When they're old. And they're going to really old places.
I know, yeah. Let's go to my grandma's house. It's a very old place.
Let's go to this like 200-year-old asylum.
Yeah.
And obviously you're gonna hear noises in a 200-year-old building.
Because all of that dark energy and whatnot, you know?
No, I'm just saying, like, buildings when they're old, you can hear them creak.
They creak. They move around.
Yeah, because their structure isn't as...
They're just stretching. Imagine being there for 200 years.
They probably have back problems. A building has back problems. It needs to stretch and crack its bones.
Like, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And then us humans, like, did you hear that?
Oh, my God, a demon.
Oh, my God, I'm possessed.
Oh, my God, I'm getting possessed. I feel different.
Yeah, and the building's just, hold on.
Hold on, stop freaking out, bro. I'm just trying to stretch my back.
Anywho,
I was talking about the compasses on the wind.
Yes.
So when you go into the forest, your compass sometimes doesn't work. And some people think that it's ghosts trying to make you get lost in the forest. It's actually because the volcanic rock is high in iron. And it because magnetism, it's going to mess with your compass. So because a compass works on magnetism, if there's a lot of iron around, it's going to go like crazy, and it's not going to point north
where you want it. Phones do that too, right? Like phones don't work there.
Yeah, sometimes you lose service as well because of that reason too. Because there's so much interference because of the volcanic rock.
Right. Okay.
And also, I don't know if there's service out in the middle of a forest. Usually when you like barely step out of...
Especially
if you have T-Mobile.
T-Mobile sucks.
T-Mobile, you go into your bathroom and it's like, there's no service in here.
No.
But somehow in my shower there is, so I don't... What?
So you use your phone while you take a shower?
You don't?
What?
You don't use your phone while you take a shower? It's waterproof, bro.
Is it? I don't want to find out. They always say they're waterproof.
And then they shove the phones like in a fish tank. And I'm like, I'm not going to do that with my phone.
No, why would I put it on a fish tank?
I'll just take your word for it. I believe you, but I won't test it.
Yeah. Have you ever dropped your phone on the toilet?
I have never done that.
Oh. I did it once.
Oh, no.
By accident, by the way.
Was it waterproof?
No. that was a long time ago, but I messed it up. It was an LG. By the way, LG suck. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
You were used to be like a huge LG fan.
I know, but every time I buy an LG, I would drop it and like the screen would just crack for a little bit on the edge and the touch wouldn't work anymore.
Oh.
That would always happen with an LG. And I have a Samsung right now. I would drop it and it would be fine.
How about you just stop dropping your phones? Have you ever thought about that possibility?
I've never thought of that. I'm going to consider that. I mean, LGs work perfectly.
Until you drop them. Usually things break when you drop. So maybe it wasn't the phone's fault.
I'm not going to drop things anymore.
And drops phone.
And I just, just dropped my phone. Why?
I don't know why we started talking about phones dropping. How did we get here? But yes, it was because of the magnetism and there's no cell service.
Okay.
Which makes sense in the middle of a nowhere forest.
At the Okihara.
Sure. So in Japanese folklore, there are ghosts who have committed suicide there and wander the forest or wander in limbo in the forest. So there's no peace for their souls. Mm-hmm. And also, they say that people who are living and go into the forest are at risk of never coming out. Because they get lost or they get led by an evil spirit, which is actually what my next point is that an unconfirmed custom. So it's not confirmed. It's just a bunch of legends of people saying that it was this thing where their families during times of famine mm-hmm. would take their old relatives into the forest and leave them there to die, which is terribly sad.
Very.
Very sad. But it's also a legend, and it's not confirmed. No one knows if this actually happened or not, but it's just sort of like this thing, that legend that started because they think that these yurei, or spirits filled with hatred and this sense of revenge, roam the forest because they were people who were left there to die by their family.
Mm-hmm.
And now these yurei are there who also make other people get lost in the forest, so they also die of starvation and exposure and all of these things.
Yeah. The yurei, they like if you go or when people go and they are not thinking about suicide or because some people just go to camp, like they're camping.
Yeah.
And yurei, they go in just into your head and they make you want to commit suicide.
Yeah.
So people just camping there with your buddies. I mean, first of all, I would not go there and camp.
No.
Like,
people go there because they want the adrenaline rush.
Yeah, the experience.
The experience.
And they end up killing themselves because of that's what I heard. I read yurei. They do that. Like, because some ghosts are evil or just with that negative energy, and they go into your head and they make you cure yourself.
Yeah.
So.
Which, I mean, I don't know. I have my reasons why I don't really think that's it, but.
Yeah, but just, you never know.
You never know.
Yeah.
It is unconfirmed whether these yurei are real or not.
Yeah.
It could just be you go into the forest camping and you already didn't feel great. So you go into this forest where other people did terrible things.
And you just feel depressed.
And you just feel depressed. Because it's probably a very depressing place as well.
It is. I mean, people die there, so.
Yeah.
But, oh well.
No, but I mean, you can't really do much about it. Like, I know there's been a lot of campaigns of people saying like, hey, we can revive the forest. We can make this forest not be what it is now. But there's just so much history in that forest that I don't know if that's possible.
Yeah. And if you're having suicidal thoughts, just get help. That's not the answer. That's never the answer of just ending it here. Just it's stupid. People don't think that. If you need help, just call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline and you can chat there. You can call them, you can just chat with them on your phone. Hey, I don't feel good.
Yeah.
You know, just that's never the answer. It's never that way.
No, it's
not the way.
It's not the way. And yeah, if you're feeling that way, don't feel bad that you're feeling that way.
It could always be worse.
That's not something you should say to someone who's about to do that. But you know, some people feel guilty that they feel that way. And so you should be like, you know, I don't want to say it's a normal thing to feel, but a lot of people feel this.
Very common.
It's very common. So you should not feel bad that you feel that way. You should
just remember, people love you.
Yes.
People love you a lot.
And we love you. Whoever is listening.
Whoever is listening to this podcast, we love you.
We do. It sounds sarcastic.
I know, but no, it's not sarcastic.
It's not sarcastic.
If you need help, the hotline is 800-273-8255.
Yes.
So please, people love you in the world, even though you might think they don't. So just, I love you.
I love you. Yeah. No, I mean, there's not really much else you can say because it's such a very sensitive topic.
Yes.
All you can say is, please don't do that.
Don't do it. That's never the answer. And just get a hobby. Go run. Take a vacation. Not to Japan.
I mean, you can go to Japan.
Yeah, just avoid that forest, please. By all means.
Yes. It is very true that you should avoid places where you can potentially harm yourself.
Or the Yurei might just start possessing you.
No. That's not... No. Yurei, no. That's not real.
It's Yurei. It sounds like a Russian guy. Like, hey, Yurei, stop doing that.
Ah. I think we're pronouncing it the American way. I don't think it's Yurei. I think it's like Yurei or something like that.
Yurei. Hey, Yurei.
Hey, Yuri.
Hey, Yuri, are you here? It's a Russian voice. It's
some Russian voice. Just random Russian boys come out from between the forest. That's what was haunting the place. A bunch of Russian boys. I believe that more than actual ghosts. Just a bunch of Russian people coming out of the forest.
Yuri and Vladimir.
Yuri, Vladimir, and Victor.
And Victor with the K.
Victor with a K.
Oh, man.
Victor with a K is coming to kill you.
Yeah. It's Victor with a K.
Get it right.
Yeah. So we are probably going to end it here.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else to add?
I have one more thing.
Oh, sure. I'm sorry.
One more myth.
Yes, we have time. Well, let me check. Yeah, we do have time. Wow.
You didn't check. No. you just said that right into the mic without moving.
Yeah.
Anyway, the last thing is even one more thing that I particularly don't believe. At least the Yurei sound sort of possible. I don't know. But this one just sounds like really out there. There's this myth, a Japanese bird demon called Tengu. He lives in the forest.
Tengu.
Yeah, I don't know. And it's just a really old myth starting back in like Buddhism. Buddhism. Yeah, I never know how to say it, but that it used to be like,
wasn't it? It's in a Buddhism Chinese culture.
Yes, but it's Asian.
Okay.
So it, like, a lot of people who live in Asia are Buddhist. So not just China. There are other people who are also Asian. Yes, that is a thing.
Oh, wow.
Well, like India and Japan and Vietnam.
You learn something every day.
Please.
Now you know.
Please be more cultured. This is embarrassing. I don't want to be associated with you not knowing there's more Asian people out there.
Anyway,
yes. So it was this really old demon, bird demon thing that would lead like the priests astray. So it would tempt them to do things that they wouldn't do. So you know how Buddhism is a lot of like reaching nirvana and breaking the cycle of samsara and all of these things. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yes. So it's a lot of like breaking the cycle of rebirth and not being tied to like worldly possessions and reaching nirvana, which is like paradise for Buddhists.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing would be like, it would lead you astray so that you don't reach nirvana. And so it's said that this thing lives there, which is like, it tempts people to do things that...
Like the Yuri.
Yeah. It's okay. Basically like the same thing, just a different demon.
What is it called again?
Tengu.
Okay. Cool. All right. Well, that'll be all for today. We'll see you next week. Next week, we're going to be talking about cryptids stories.
Yes.
Should we? That sounds pretty good. That sounds pretty.
I like how we're planning our next episode on this episode.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about more spooky things. Probably not as serious.
No, not as depressing.
Not as depressing. Because I don't feel like we made a lot of jokes. We made some jokes, but yeah, I don't but feel like...
It's a very sensitive topic, and we have to just like, you know...
Oh, you can hear the airplane. I'm so sorry.
It's the Yuri.
No, it's not. It's an airplane.
It's an airplane. We're going to have less serious topics. This one, I wanted to do it like for a long time, and I found it interesting.
Yes, it's very interesting.
Yeah.
It's a very interesting topic. We should just say we are not trying to romanticize what people do there.
No. We don't agree with what people are doing in that forest.
Not that we don't agree. It's just we don't promote it.
Yeah, we don't do it.
I don't think anyone should agree with it or promote it.
Yeah, there are more beautiful things in Japan. I've never been there, but it's a very cool culture.
Yes.
So just go somewhere. Go somewhere in Japan.
Play Mario Kart in the street. I know you can do that.
Yes. Go eat...
Sushi. Go eat all the sushi you want.
Go eat sushi.
And ramen. Oh, I really want to go to Japan.
Now I'm hungry.
Me too.
Go eat sushi. Go have fun. Go to the... Japan doesn't have a Disney, right? Disneyland? I think it's in Shanghai. In China? Is China?
I like how you look at me like...
Well, there's a Disneyland.
Am I being disrespectful because I don't know where Shanghai is?
There's a Disneyland in Asia. Just go there.
Asia is so big, though.
And then just go to Japan for sushi and ramen.
Yeah. There's more things to do in Japan. There's so many other beautiful, beautiful places you can go to. And if you do end up going to that forest, remember to be respectful to the people there.
Yeah.
And stay on the trail because you can get lost.
Ropes not available there. So
don't know.
Don't bring ropes or medication.
No, that's terrible.
I'm sorry.
It's a terrible joke. You should not be doing that joke.
No. Okay. Thanks to Spotify and Anchor for putting our podcast there.
Yes.
We just look for us if you're interested, if you like this episode and the other two. We are on Anchor and Spotify as the Disconnected Podcast.
We are.
Yeah. And we're going to be talking about cryptids next week.
Yeah, so stay tuned where we talk about even more things that I really don't believe in. And I just...
Well, I mean, those are like, they're legends.
Yeah, they're myths. There's a lot of people who do, but...
Yeah, and we can talk about maybe creepypastas later.
Yes.
I don't know. Just you guys, if you guys have any... interesting, mysterious, unresolved mysteries, topics you would like us to talk about, just send us an email. What's the email?
The email is
thedisconnectedpod@gmail.com.
Yes, that is our Gmail.
I do my homework.
Yeah, you do.
You created that email. I can't believe you don't know. You don't remember.
I have like 5 emails to keep track of.
Why?
I'm a busy person.
Yeah, right.
I'm a busy person.
You're a busy person.
Anyway, thank you so much for listening to this episode.
I am your host, Angel.
And I am also your host, Jessica.
Co-host.
We are... Oh, my God. Don't say that. Okay, then we are both co-hosts.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. I mean, sure.
Yes, this is both of our... This podcast is both of our baby.
Yes, so it's... We're nurturing our baby right now.
Yes.
We are.
It's a shared baby.
We're
I call top half.
Anyways, so you guys have a very good day. This was Angel, and this has been the Disconnected Podcast. So look for us on Spotify and Anchor.
Yes, thank you so much for listening, and we will see you in the next episode.
Bye.
Goodbye.